brothers going to be that way, aren't they? Yeah, Keith Whitley and Earl Thomas Conley. Brotherly love. That's on RCA, and it's on Real Country. My name is Bobby Sherman, and I've been having just about as much fun as you have over this long weekend, this three-day weekend that we made by tacking on Columbus Day. And it has been an all-request weekend. We're going to wrap it up tonight, but not we're not done yet. Here's Mickey Gilley.
The orchid is a flower that blooms so tenderly. And my dear was you.
It's 9 o'clock, KBCW, Brooklyn Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
You've been too gone for too long to come back home.
You've been too gone for too long. That's Randy Travis on Real Country. Another hour to work with here, and in just a few minutes, we're going to kick off our Real Country feature album hour. Right now, here's Alan Jackson.
Has it been 10 years?
Real Country, KCW, Country Feature Album Hour, and I am your host, and if there's anything I can get you for the next little while, just let me know. Make yourself comfortable, sit back and enjoy. Tonight we're going to hear Dwight Yoakam's If There Was a Way. It's his latest album. Dwight Yoakam once admitted to a magazine reporter that his brand of honky-tonk contains covert socio-political overtones. Now that's a lot of syllables for a country singer to be talking about, but he's taken this upon himself to get rid of the stereotypes around country music. When he first went to Nashville, they weren't interested. It was too country. So he spent about 6 years driving truck in California, where he built up kind of a reputation among some of the younger, more rock-leaning audience. Next time we went to Nashville, it worked out a little better. And he had some hits, a couple of top five hits with a cover of a Johnny Horton song and guitars, Cadillacs, and hillbilly music. Finally hit number one with a duet with Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield. 14 tracks on this album we're going to hear tonight, and we're going to try to hear them all, so we better get busy. Here's Dwight Yoakam from his brand new album, If There Was a Way. KCW, Real Country. Dwight Yoakam on Real Country, and this is the Real Country Feature Album Hour, the first track on the album, The Distance Between You and Me. And there's a lot more to come. It's a great album. We're going to hear it all. I misspoke a few moments ago. I said it's his brand new album. It is his latest album and has been out for some time. A lot of great music on it. Stay with us. The song is called It Takes a Lot to Rock You. KCW, Real Country. Doing fine.
Yeah,
how are you doing?
I've been trying for quite some time to get a hold of you guys.
Well, you made it.
All right. Say, I want to hear some Hank Williams Jr., Country Boy Can Survive.
KCW, Real Country. It's an all-request weekend. I'm going to slide another one in right now. Here's Leon Ashley.
Laura, hold these hands and count my things. Laura, tell me what he's got that I ain't got.
KCW, Real Country. And I'm the black sheep of the family here on Real Country.
My daddy was a brakeman on a highball traveling train. Mama, she raised.
Country KCW. That's Freddie Hart on Real Country, Easy Loving, and that was just a giant hit. Freddie Hart says there are hits, and then there are trunks of the trees, and that one's definitely a trunk of the tree. Sold over 1 million copies. It was number one for 6 weeks, and it was Song of the Year for 1970 and 1971. Whoa, they don't get much bigger than that, huh? Real Country, right before that, Porter Wagoner and Skid Row Joe. This is an all-request weekend, and you're invited to stay with us. More of them coming up. Clint Black is just ahead. Now stop leaving. I'll be gone. On Real Country, and the lady takes the cowboy of your time. Clock at KBCW, Brooklyn Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Here's George Strait. All country, all the time. Country. That's Merle Haggard and that red bandana right here on Real Country, where it is an all-request weekend, and it's a busy weekend. You got me hopping. See, on one foot even there. No, it's busy, and thank you for all of the attention you've been giving us, and we're getting them on just as fast as we can. All of your requests, and I tell you what, you got good taste. Then you knew that. You're listening to Real Country. Looking ahead, I've got the Judds and Hank Thompson coming right up. Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and Kris Kristofferson.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
The Twins are having a pennant year, and at KCW AM 1470, we're glad to be in this part of Real Country to enjoy it.
We're playing the traditional country favorites you want to hear on an all-request weekend from Real Country.
Young Love by the Judds, do you have that one?
Yeah.
Can I dedicate that to Ben from his secret admirer?
Are you his secret admirer?
No, but I just thought I'd scare him a little.
She was sitting cross-legged on the foot of the floor.
And the good Lord gonna have us a good talk later tonight.
Real Country, KCW. More just ahead too. Hank Thompson and Patti Loveless coming right up. We're playing the Twin Cities' biggest variety of Real Country just for you. We're AM 1470 KCW.
Finally, keep it country, don't want to hear no symphony. Just swear back and let it play them good old songs.
Mother about. Germany being booked.
AM 1470, Real Country. Tonti Hall on Real Country, salute to a switchblade, it's by request, and right before that it was Hank Thompson. Kindly keep it country, and we are continuing our all-request weekend right here on Real Country. Dolly Parton and Ricky Van Shelton now.
I'll do everything.
Real Country, KCW. Talk about party time. The Vikings go against the New England Patriots in the second half of the doubleheader Sunday.